Welcome to the Biennale and its side section, the Settimana della Critica.
Thank you.
I'm here with its artistic director, Beatrice Fiorentino. Hi, Beatrice.
Hi, hello.
How do you feel at the start of a new edition?
I'm very excited. I'm very tired, actually, but I don't feel the tiredness. There's a lot of energy. I'm expecting to receive the energy from our young filmmakers. So it's something is going on here and it's super exciting.
There has been a lot of talk about the things going on at the Biennale.
Yeah.
Just Barbera, who said it's the most political edition ever. The whole Biennale had a lot of backlash for certain political decisions.
Sure.
How does the Settimana feel in this climate, and how do you see the Settimana in this context?
We were pioneers in this sense. Our section, I feel like it's a very political section, even if our priority, of course, is still language, the filmmaking, and discovering talents. But there is an attention to the political aspects. In the Settimana was born 41 years ago. The starting point was, the main goal was to stimulate an internal debate inside Venice. It started from Biennale, actually. It is an independent section. It's the section organizing it from the Syndicate of Film Critics. So we are independent, but we feel like we are part of the festival. Probably to provoke this debate from the very first edition, we always maintained this, let's say, engagement somehow. First general delegate said we have to think about political statement and artistic debate, both our references. For me, it's pretty obvious that film vendors used to say every film is political. Living in such a crazy world is mandatory to take a position, not just political. The way of filmmaking is top priority, but I feel like contemporary cinema has to be related present days. It's like a plus. We have a beautiful film, but still, if it doesn't have anything to do with world or present days, I feel it's less interesting. The young filmmakers that we are embracing this journey, if they want to have this responsibility and they are very proactive, I feel they really want to be part of something, a changing movement. It's not ideological. What impressed me in this year's edition is the way they want to rethink the past story, the history, the legacy, rethinking and giving a personal or generational proposal without violence or revolutionism. They just want to rethink the system. Our Share of Sand, which is the film from Shalini Adnani, it's probably more traditional in terms of filmmaking, but really impressed me the way she reconsidered the value of money. All of our lives are based on what you can afford. This is a wrong way.
Totally agree. And let me just quickly jump in there. So the Settimana is made by the Association of Italian Film Critics.
Exactly.
And like the Association of Film Critics, for example, in Germany or in many countries, membership is dependent on a fee.
Exactly.
Would you say that that doesn't impose a classist limit as on people affected by poverty and who cannot join, which is a very realistic experience that I, for example, had. I couldn't join for decades.
Yeah.
And even now, it's an extreme financial strain.
It's very contradictory field. It's very interesting. Many things that I can relate somehow. The industry field is a very capitalistic field. It has a lot of structures and it's very elitist, and it's unfair. There are many differences between, there are no rules for everybody. It's very precarious. I don't know anybody working in this field that can have just one position, laboral position, or have 10 jobs to pay the mortgage.
I wish I had a mortgage that I could pay.
Absolutely, absolutely. And even a rent to pay in a good zone, so with services and stuff. Yeah, exactly. This is the world we are living in, and our generation and yours more than ours is living in, and we have, of course, to discuss it, try to do our best to change.
So will there be a change and the fee will be dropped in the future?
We discussed a lot about the fee. Actually, we are an independent section, so we receive some help from the government, but it's not enough to cover all the things we need to set up this thing. And in order to have an impact, you need to set up a proper thing. We were discussing about the fee. Actually, we feel like we have a small amount of money that we have. It helps us to cover at least some of the expenses. The people who's working here, we are all ridiculously sick, but we really believe that we are doing something important. It's not a don't save lives directly. We are not changing the world, but we are trying to make an effort to give it can change something, give them a space and the opportunity to speak and raise their voice. Maybe they can change something. So I know that he is something thing. But our fee this year was increased and it was like 60 euros.
I think it's a lot.
I don't think so, because we have a very small fee compared with other sections.
I'll leave it at that, but that's comparing wrong to wronger.
Yeah.
There's always somebody who does it worse. At this time, as much as it makes me sad, but film festivals are drastically losing their importance, they're losing their audience. I also see like how all the festivals, even the big ones, how they struggle, how every edition is a push, and how also in general in cinema, the only thing that really seems to draw in big audiences seems to be blockbusters. How hard is it for an event focused on artistic quality and on, as you said, like political impact to sustain an audience and to keep going?
I'm not convinced that all the film festivals are pushing on blockbuster.
Now, I wouldn't say that they're pushing on it, but it seems like that this is the only thing that really draws in crowds.
Not at the film festivals. I slightly disagree. I know what you're saying, and probably the big ones still need to have blockbusters, to have the red carpet thing and the coverage from the newspapers, you know, that kind of stuff. But of course, that assures a kind of audience. And then it's, for instance, Locarno. Locarno is a place of cinema research. I really esteem John and his work. Yeah. I think there is a space for everyone. I know it's very boring to follow the main competition in the big festivals, but still, Un Certain Regard, Panorama, the Walk the Critique, and there are many possibilities to the audience to discover, film programmers to discover new talents and new ways of filmmaking. I don't feel like we are the underdog section, for instance, but we have our audience, and it's fair enough, and there's space enough for everyone. For instance, our section is focused just on first features, so for us, like, betting on something new is the main goal. We don't have blockbuster thing, even if sometimes we have like an opening with some kind of star, but still in the independent environment. We all try to find a balance in order to have some coverage and to be part of the game. Because we are living in this kind of situation. Film festivals are very strong motivation in terms of research. It changed a lot the way we watch films, and this of course had an impact. But still, I think that festivals still maintain their role of being the place where the community can meet and discuss the films. You are queuing and you're meeting someone. Have you seen this film? This is the life of festivals, and there's no platform that can replace it.
There are so many other platforms, and while this is not so much a factor as I'm aware of at Venice, but many festivals have larger and larger screening libraries, not only for press, but also for the public audience. Mm-hmm. And there are even things, to my horror and disdain, like online accreditations. At big festivals like Locarno has an online accreditation, Sundance has an online accreditation, and many mid-sized and smaller festivals, all of them offer more and more online. Would you say that can never happen at the Settimana? And is there a push to go more online?
No, not for us. It's the opposite. We had a lot of proposals in these terms from platforms in terms of, okay, we can buy your, it's the contrary of what I've been saying. For us, we just had 9 titles and 9 short films. So for us, it's a niche, but this situation allowed us to be very protective with our films and to assure them this kind of space, a screening room, physical catalog, printed with essays written by our group of our selection committee. I'm part of a different generation, but I still think we have to defend this space as something we really have to take care of. Otherwise, I feel like I will try to defend till the end, until it is inevitable, but I think it's still far.
Venice Film Festival and also other festivals, especially Cannes, are justifiably continuously criticized for their lack of diversity and their lack also, like, especially this year, of female directors.
Yeah.
The Settimana has a better cut of female directors. You, as a female artistic director, how do you ensure to have a fair share also of women and diversity in general? Is there a push from the rest of the festival to be more conservative?
All of us try to do what is possible to do in the best way. As said, we probably try to have a good balance in terms of everything in this place. So territories, tastes, genre, different kind of groups and minority groups. I think we are aware enough to pay attention. I still can understand. I think I'm not saying it's the right thing 100%, but I still can understand what Alberto Barbera says in terms of quality of the films. Because at the Settimana, for instance, we can take more risks. We are in a protected space. We have an audience that don't judge the fragility of film arms. And the opposite is like, okay, this is brave. This guy is trying to do something. This is an advantage for us. I don't want to resonate in terms of quotas because it's just 9 titles or so. It depends on so many things and factors that I don't want to proceed by quotas. But I pay a lot of attention on these aspects. I think it's common sense to be open. And I have to add this thing. I'm easily bored. I try to avoid to be bored and to bore our audience. For me, it's like spontaneous to go towards different kind of suggestions. But as a niche, when you have just 9 titles available, it's probably easier. You have to proceed in different ways. Of course, during the selection process, many things can happen. Maybe, for instance, you have an idea during the springtime. Oh, this year it would be amazing to have 9 female directors. But this is not a magical catalog that you can pass through and you invite a female director just because you love the film and the way. And she already had an invitation from Toronto and she's gone. So you never know. It's a very fast process. You have to be reactive and to keep in mind many things. Try to take the decisions that you don't know if it's the right decisions. We are good people and we try to do the best.
What are your hopes for the upcoming edition of the festival?
And also, is it because it's weird to be here in a very privileged situation with the world is burning outside. So I don't want to be out of the history. Be this bubble and smile and mean everyone, well, yoo-hoo. Pretending everything is fine and nothing is fine, of course. But we will have the opportunity to share emotions during these 10 days and to discuss important things that I would love that all the themes and the suggestions we have, we will have here in 2 weeks will help us to resonate on them and to be back at home with something, with new energies and desires to do everything better. I don't know how, it's just because for us it's just easy decisions. Yeah, just to vote, this is our role, and then it's not up to us anymore. I would love to spread some seeds, then it's up to you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.